One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble.
Olivia sleeps naked.
I sleep. Everyone knows.
I could have done that better. I could have done more with this today. I could have done more yesterday. Like, it's just constantly, like, needing to be more than what you are.
So much of it was like, oh, how did you get on the channel? Which guy are you sleeping with, Ian or Anthony?
Don't like games on a screen.
You don't have games on your phone?
Yeah, Instagram.
Nice.
You got crystals in your bladder?
Yeah, it hurts.
Guys, welcome to another episode of the Smoshcast. I'm Courtney, your host today, and I'm here with Olivia Sway and Mari Takahashi.
Ooh, yeah.
It's us. Last week you got the boys, and this week you got the, I mean, whatever you want to be.
Yeah.
Whatever you feel
you've
you are.
You got us.
But you got us. You got us. You guys look so cute today. Mari, your freaking sweatsuit.
So cute.
I'm renting it from the runway now.
What?
Oh, wow.
Have you guys heard of Rent the Runway?
Yes.
I think my sister uses that.
Yeah, I don't go shopping anymore. I just rent stuff for like a week or like 2 weeks at a time.
That's awesome,
dude. That's crazy. Yeah. I love shopping.
Yeah, that's my problem. I love shopping.
I hate it.
Really?
I hate it. Yeah, I hate going to the mall. I don't like online shopping. I don't like doing any of it. And then this stuff is stupid expensive. Guess how much this set is?
The pants and the sweatshirt?
Yeah. Guess how much
$200.
Somebody would pay? Five.
Jesus.
Like, why would you spend... Stop spending $500.
Is this like Stella McCartney or something?
No, it's called Pam and Jella?
Who the hell is Pam and Jella?
Okay, it's sounds really like comfortable. It feels really good. Like, I slipped it on. I was like, ooh, it's like silk. Like, it feels real good. But it's like, who spends that much money?
Yeah, dude.
So yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's good for you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I go through fashion a lot. My style changes a lot, so I feel like that would be good for me because I'm just constantly buying new stuff and donating the old stuff.
Yeah,
so.
It's good. It saves the planet. You know,
it's recycling clothing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, technically, I'm just wearing a sweater that my mom bought me at Uniqlo.
Ooh, nice.
And
I love Uniqlo.
I chose not to wear makeup because we're getting real.
You
actually hate wearing makeup when I don't have to.
Yeah, man. I wish I had the confidence to just like not wear any. I think I'm getting there. My skin is like finally in a really good place.
Your skin looks great.
Yeah. Thank you.
I have eyebrows on right now? Like, does it look like my eyebrows are?
I see brow.
Yeah, you see brow a little bit.
I see natural brow.
I hope you guys are able to see like a little bit of brow.
And you used to have eyelash extensions all the time.
Yeah,
so, same with
me.
Now I don't. I have falsies on today. But.
You look great. Everyone looks great. You guys are
so
beautiful.
Look great.
You look great.
Your soul is beautiful.
I'm wearing a Smosh hoodie. Oh, guess what? This is that throwback hoodie.
Yeah.
It's back. If you guys want to get it at Smosh.store, there's also a couple other new items as well. We have a Tinder for Hot Dogs thing, another special white hoodie, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, so check those out. And we got our bottles. So what have you guys been up to? I mean, outside of this.
Renting the runway.
Personally, I've been working on, like, taking care of myself,
ooh,
and it feels really good. Like, I haven't had, like, a workout routine that I've stuck to since I quit dancing, and it's been a long time. I feel like, without knowing it, I was kind of, like, in, like, I don't want to say depressive state, because obviously I wasn't in a depression, but,
it's like,
a
slump.
Yeah, I was definitely in a place where I was not happy for a long time with the lack of exercise, and I let it happen for, like a few years.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how long ago you stopped dancing?
Yeah, I stopped dancing 4 years ago. And I just kind of like let it go and go and go. And I was kind of like using what I had from before and kind of like, you know, almost like dipping into the savings of like what my like body can go through. Mm-hmm. And then from the start of this year, like I've just kind of like been like, you know what? It's time. And so it's felt really good.
Nice.
Thanks.
We're all, I think, gym freaks here a little bit.
Like, I can't go more than 2 days without working out. Like, I just, like, today I missed my workout class. I thought I set an alarm, but I didn't. And then I was just so bummed because, you know, I like to start my day, like, sweaty and awake. That's why I'm kind of, like, a little sleepy right now because I didn't get to work out this morning. And I'm just, euphoria. Like, so bummed.
Yeah.
I'm so upset.
Dude, I remember when you first started taking those classes, and I remember, like, when you realized, like, I am addicted to this, and I'm going to do this all the time.
Yeah.
It was, like, a couple years ago.
I don't love working out. Like, getting there sucks, but when I'm in it, I'm, like, super focused, and it's, like, I love it because it's a form of, because I used to dance my whole life, mm-hmm. so it's, like, exercising was always a part of my life, and then when you stop dancing, you're, like, oh, like, this doesn't feel normal. Like, I'm always moving. So it's, mm-hmm. like, I have to get back into, like, mm-hmm. using my body and working out.
When was the last time you did, like, a dance thing, a class or a show?
I actually had to take a ballet class a couple weeks ago because I had an audition for this show. And then so I was like, oh, my God, I haven't done ballet in, like, 5 years. Or 6 years. So I was like, and they want, like, they were looking for someone that, like, is really good at ballet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And then I was just like, I gotta like get back into it so I look at least like I'm a ballerina still, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that was me with track. I did track all like my whole like childhood into teens, and then into high school I stopped, and then I discovered the gym pretty early on as my replacement, but like I definitely had that slump where it's like, oof. And then even in random sporadic parts of this job, I, like, would stop for a long time. It definitely, like, keeps you sane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get rid of my anger, like, a lot through that. I've talked about that on a previous episode, but it's such a good, like, mental refresh.
Oh, for sure. I think, do you guys remember when I had my bald spot in my head?
Yes, dude. Yeah. How is it? How long is it now?
Oh, it's fully completely gone. What? But I had, like, alopecia like right here, and so I was like, how am I gonna fix this? So then the doctor was like, yeah, like I think you're just stressed, so if you just go to the gym or you just relax yourself, do something to just, you know, keep your nerves down, like your hair will grow back. So I just started going to the gym more.
That's
and like
so
working out every day. It didn't really help my hair grow back. I had to actually go get shots, but I was like oh, I love this. This is, like, another way to manage, like, my stress.
Nice. That was so crazy. I remember, like, when we were in that old office and you showed us that. And we were like, oh, my gosh. We were all, like, checking on it.
I know. I named her Wanda.
You're like a pigeon that's, like, what are they called when they, like, start picking out their feathers because they're stressed out?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, except I wasn't picking it. It just fell out.
I haven't had stress. I don't know how stress would affect me physically like that. Like, I don't know. What have you ever had anything like?
I think it, for me, it used to come out with, I don't know. I kept so much stress in. Dancing mm-hmm. was the source of my stress for most of my life until I stopped. And so I think I would just manifest it into like knots in my body, to be honest. And I think I was just so compacted with stress in my body. And so, yeah, like I've had a very, very intense love hate with dancing my whole life. So, yeah, I think it would just come out in like stresses like in my body. Like I could almost feel like tension happening like when I get too close to it again.
Oh, my gosh. Was it your choice when you started dance, or did your mom, like, put you in?
Oh, it wasn't my choice.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm a second-generation dancer, if anyone knows. So I was put into dance when I was 2. But all I ever wanted to do was, like, kick stuff and, like, do karate. So
dance fighting.
Dance fighting, yeah. Intense dance fighting. But it was, like, the one track that I was put on, and then it became my job, and then it became okay for me to just kind of live that life until literally, and it's so weird because people say this all the time, but like literally like YouTube saved my life. Like it totally put it on a completely different track.
Starting with the Smosh audition or?
Yeah.
Really?
Literally.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, to answer your question, I think it comes in, like, knots, and I start doing this with my shoulders, and, like, I get really, like, tense because I keep everything in. But over the past, like, I would say, like, really, like, decade, I've gotten really much better with just, like, communicating, and once I stopped dancing completely, like, I've just been able to, like, work on me and, like, mentally and all that stuff, so.
Do you ever get, like, massages for that?
I've been getting massages since I was about 13. I've been getting body work, going to chiropractors, therapy, PT, all of it since I was 13. And it was, like, no remedy because it was, like, internal. It was, like, an emotional thing that just, like, comes out into, like, your body.
Crazy how stress can, like, it
yeah.
It just kind of manifests and like, it these comes really out. Strange ways.
Emotional situations definitely, like, come out and act physically. Like, I think acne is actually my stress. Like, dude, the shutdown and when we were trying to film sketches and stuff and even into the start when it's, like, we're all nervous and trying to get everything back in the grind again. Like, my skin was the worst. Like, literally worse than it was back in 2015 when I started. Like, it was I literally, in the scenes, I was, like, acting or whatever, but in my mind, I'm, like, screaming. I'm, like, no one look at me. Like, I hate this. I hate that there's a close-up on my face right now. And it was, like, it's just stress. I think a lot of it was stress.
And I get that because it's, like, a cycle because you think that everyone's looking at your face. And literally, no one's ever looking at your face. Like, everyone doesn't care. You know what I mean?
All focused. They're all worried about themselves, too.
Totally. Totally. But in your mind, it's the loudest thing, and it feels like there's, like, a flashlight, like, on, like your pimples. Like, I used to have really bad acne as well.
Me too.
And it feels so big in your head, and it feels so terrible. And then on the outside, it's like nothing. It's a weird...
Yeah, dude.
It's a weird thing you have to fight through.
Yeah, now that it's, like, finally clear, I'll be looking in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, I actually have, like, nice other features.
You look really good. I'm noticing it from across this table, and I think your skin looks really great.
Thank you.
I haven't seen it look this clear in a while.
Yeah.
Sorry, like, that didn't mean to be.
No, that's...
But it literally looks really good.
Thank you. I'm even wearing, like, a less coverage foundation now because, like, I don't have any, like... I just... I'm working on scarring now. That's mostly it. But, yeah, like, it's, like, all I see, and I feel like I have, like, the plague. And if I feel like, oh, if people are, like, we're messing around, they, like, touch my face, I'm like, oh, God, do you feel gross that you, like, accidentally touched? Like, it was such a, oh, my God. But, like, now that it's gone, like, I don't even think about it at all.
Yeah. And that's so crazy because that cycle continues, too, where it's, like, you feel good from the inside, so then your skin responds to it.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest cycle.
It's wild.
It works together.
I see on your Instagram stories sometimes, like, when you get those wild facials, Olivia.
Yeah.
Those are fancy looking.
Like, I used to get them more because when we were traveling to Sacramento a lot, we would be traveling and our makeup was so intense. We would just cake it on and it would be 12 hours and there'd be just more powder on my face. And we'd fly back and my skin would just look so bad. Like, it's just like your skin, your pores are just clogged. And so I would go get these facials. Now I actually haven't gone in so long because... I feel like I've been drinking more water, and I'm just taking care of my skin more now.
Yes, taking care of ourselves.
Yes, self-care,
So I
baby.
Guess back to your original question, this is what we've been up to, self-care.
Self-care. Honestly, same. Like, I am here a lot, but, like, self-care. Like, my whole weekend previously was, like, I did laundry and stuff, but then all Sunday was just, like, gave my hair a treatment, my skin a treatment, just, like, a
amazing.
Break.
It's cool that that's just, like, an overall conversation that's happening for both men and women these days, where it's, like, I love Queer Eye. Like, I think that's such a great show, and, like, the message is wonderful because at the end of the day, it's, like, it's just about caring enough about yourself to give yourself the time to, you know, regardless if you're a woman, you're used to, like, having that sort of, like... mentality of, like, oh, you know, you gotta take care of your skin, blah, blah, blah. Like, I think a lot of men don't get that from a young age. I don't know. In some ways, like, society doesn't allow them to care for themselves. And so I think both men and women are, I don't know, just getting the time to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then people around them understand where it's like, oh, let's go out Friday night. And you're like, you know what? I'm gonna take care of myself. And instead of the culture that I think we grew up with, and so much so, like, in the 80s and the 90s, where it's like, no, you're a fucking loser if you don't go out, blah, blah, blah. People are so supportive of it now.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like contagious. It's like, oh, I see you doing this, and you're caring about yourself, and you're loving yourself, and I see that you're a much happier person. And then it's like, okay, then I'm going to do that for me too. And it's like my friends, like if this is like such a simple thing, like my best friends, they all love taking baths. I cannot take a fucking bath. Same. Because first of all, it's hot and I start sweating and I get dizzy and I'm just like not relaxed. I'm so not relaxed when I'm taking a bath. And I see my friends, like they come out of their bath and like, oh my God, it feels so good. And then so I was like, all right, I'm going to buy some bath salts. And then I start taking these baths now. I took a bath last night. And
you love it now?
I mean, I love it. I mean, I appreciate it. Like, I feel so calm. And mm-hmm. it's because like my friends influenced me to, like, do self-care while I'm doing that. Yeah. I have a hair mask. And then I come out of this whole experience feeling really confident about myself because I just loved myself.
Yeah, you know spoiled what I mean? Yourself just
yeah,
then.
Yeah, and it's just like I walk around with this better positive energy and I don't feel insecure. Like, because I'm taking care of myself.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't get clean, like, with the bath. I feel like I have to take a shower afterwards. Also.
Yeah,
and I feel like then that, like, cancels out the relaxation.
I feel like you have to shower before and after.
Yeah.
Before, too?
What if you shower before?
Because you're before, and then, because if you don't shower before, then you're sitting in your muck.
Well, I shower twice a day.
Cece knows.
I have to shower twice a day.
Okay, so what if you shower before, scrub everything so it's all clean, and then you can take the bath and not worry about it. Maybe.
No, but then your bathtub
but then
is dirty.
What if your bathtub's
dirty? But you were
dirty.
Clean from the shower.
No.
You need to.
I have to scrub my bathtub. You don't know what kind of gunk is in your bathtub.
I have a nice bathtub. I don't know what the material is, but like stuff doesn't really stick
still,
to it.
Yeah, but still, it's a mental thing.
I don't know. Let's do a blue light wand. This is what's inside your tub.
But yeah, I feel like just the idea of a bath is great. Like you're just spoiling yourself.
Yeah.
Well, like, even just a face mask for me, I'm just like, I did
it. Yeah, and then you're like, I'm so happy, and it just carries out through your day, and it's great.
It's nice because it's like self-care isn't so much about like, okay, I'm going to look hot now.
Yeah.
Like, it's like about feeling good. It's like it's
from
not,
the inside.
Yeah, self-care and self-love is like becoming this thing, and like now I don't feel like it's like, oh, I need to do this because it's going to make me look pretty. It's like it literally is like a transformation inside too.
I got to say, like, I feel like, I don't see you every day, Courtney, but the energy that I feel from you now when I see you, it's you're so relaxed and calm and so happy, like, from the inside, and it makes me really, really happy to see it. Like, it's just, like, you just seem so, I don't know, I just feel like you're so content and so happy. I don't know what you've been doing, but it's working. Like, you look great, and you've...
Thank you. Oh, God. I mean,
like, I like, I'm like, so like, I'm just like, just like, I just feel so happy for you. And it's just like, your energy is so infectious. And I just like, I'm like, not that you were bad before.
Oh, it's terrible.
But no, you weren't. I just feel like you're so happy with yourself. And like, that makes me happy. And I'm able to see it. And I just think it's
great. Thank you. I don't hear stuff like that very often. Or maybe I don't really fully hear it when people say it to me. So it means a lot. And that feels good. Because I feel happier. I do.
Good. I can see it. I can feel it.
Cool.
I feel like it's kind of everywhere. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with our, like, work situation.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and it's interesting because I'm sure the audience sees everything from the outside and, you know, we let people in as much as we want and as much as, like, we can. And, like, before, it's like we were all working together. We love working with each other. And that was never, like, that was always the constant. It was just the environment that didn't breed happiness for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now it's so different.
Yeah.
And it's coming out in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cool. I love seeing comments about our upcoming VidCon.
Yeah.
And, you know, being able to see things like we're doing stuff all together as
dude.
One big family.
Our meet and greet is all of us.
That's
how crazy
amazing.
Is
yeah.
that?
And, like, I love that, A, for, like, the audience members so that they don't have to use, like, two of their VidCon tickets for two separate groups.
Yeah.
I love that we're able to do that because there isn't a corporate overlord being like, no, well, these are two different brands, and how does that work for packaging? And, you know, all these words that don't matter at the end of the day.
Totally. I do have an anxiety of, like, because, you know, like, some people come up and they want to hug all of us. And, like, I love that. But, like, the people who work VidCon are like, just one hug. Move it along, please. And like,
I hope not. I feel like we got to not.
Yeah.
You know, we got to hug everyone.
Yeah.
We have to hug everyone.
Yeah.
I would.
It's nice.
Yeah.
to give like the moment a moment. Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm excited. I'm really excited this year. I don't know if people know this, but Olivia, like, you, is this weird to say that how you've never slept at VidCon?
No, it's not weird to say. I
still?
She's never stayed at the hotel.
Never stayed at the hotel. I'm just, like, not a big fan of sleeping on not my bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd rather drive. I'd rather be, because everyone parties after the day. Like, everyone goes to parties. I'd rather be very sober and drive back and live my life. I'm very, like, about, like, I love to stick to, like, my schedule. I love to, like, I wake up, I do a certain routine, you know, I work out, I go to, I walk to Starbucks. Like, I just have this routine down, and I just don't like it when it's like, and I seem like such a
person,
you know, but like.
I've never thought that.
I just love to be comfortable in my space. Like, I turn on my humidifier, I like get to sleep next to Sam, we watch TV, like, and I think this year I might sleep with you if you know.
If things go well.
Wait, what's different? There's got to be something different that this year you're like, okay,
well,
I feel.
Okay, this year, since I'm coming, I'm literally coming back from Italy the day before. So I might be really tired to even drive back. So I'll probably just crash.
At least
safety.
One of the nights.
Yeah. Safety first.
Yeah. And
you're going to be so jet lagged?
No, I don't believe in jet lag.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll see.
It's my brain.
VidCon 2019. We'll see how Olivia does.
I'll update you guys. But the thing is, I don't believe in jet lag because I can sleep anytime, anywhere.
True.
Like, do it right now.
I could. Do you know me?
She was just sitting here with her eyes closed minutes ago.
I can fall asleep anytime.
Yeah, Courtney's like, Olivia, are you meditating? She's like, no, I'm just sleeping.
You might get me around.
Wow, a summer party. First sleepover.
Yeah.
Sleepover. I never thought it was like a
it's because I don't like you guys.
Diva thing. Yeah, no,
oh,
I know.
It could be. And I'm down to just own, like, I have certain things in, like, that I like to be comfortable with. Like, you know.
Do you get your own hotel room when you go?
Now,
are you sure? You shared with Bose a couple years.
Last year I shared with Bose, but then up until then I always shared with Sohinki.
What?
Yeah. I never got my own hotel rooms.
You share with a guy?
Yeah, but I had to do that in ballet as well. There
that
was
just
a number
seemed
of
unheard
times.
Of. Unheard of for
no
for
since the beginning of like SG tours and stuff, and like we did a lot of like overnight stays like everywhere just for like
I guess, yeah.
Game
cabins.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Winter games.
Yeah, so my roomie was always a hinky.
Wow,
he seems like a clean guy.
I've been to his place. Like he keeps
you're
it
really
pretty
clean,
tidy.
So I don't.
He's
I don't
tidy.
Care.
Yeah. He's super tidy. I used to stay at Wes and Joven's house when I wasn't living in LA yet, I would come down every week to work with SG, and they are not very clean. So
no.
I was like, okay, I don't want either of them to be my roomies.
I lived there too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
I lived for like a year.
You know, things stack up in the dishwasher, yes. And then it's just disgusting.
Gross.
And so I was like, I don't want those two. Lasercorn would set me like on fire in the middle of the night because he'd think that it's funny. So yeah, so thank you.
What? He pranked? You?
Wait, he said. Wait, hold up. He set you on fire?
No, I just feel like he's
Are you
insane.
A witch?
I just can't trust the man. I'm not the witch. He's the witch. He's insane.
Oh my god, dude. That's. I mean, I low key Olivia with the whole hotel thing. Like, it's. I find it. It's been great having two beds.
Yeah,
just choosing
you can
which one
bring
I can
some
sleep.
Boys home.
and have them sleep in the other bed.
Yeah.
While I sleep in mine.
Yeah.
I need my space.
I remember
I like
people
you.
Were like using that bed like because I wasn't occupying it.
I would use both beds. I was going to talk about something else. It's probably
Wait,
I had a boyfriend one year.
Oh. So you guys would sleep separately?
Yeah.
Cool. That's really hot.
I'm a 50s TV show.
they had their like night sacks and they tie it up so make sure that there's no hands out.
But yeah, no, I definitely a couple years would be like, which bed should I sleep in tonight? The one I already slept in or the one that's crisp and fresh?
Yeah, Pete and I like to do a thing where we call one the staging bed. So it's like you get to like nap in it when you're still like in your like regular clothes or like
staging.
Sit on it when you're like have like dirty clothes on or whatever. And then the clean bed after you've showered.
But that bed is actually not that clean. Like hotel beds are very dirty.
Oh no, let's not get into this. Please don't. I stay in a lot of hotels lot of the
really
time.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Dude, I will say, Olivia has made me so overly conscious of bacteria. Mm-hmm. Like since I started.
You have to wet wipe everything.
Yeah.
Stop. No, I eat stuff off the ground and I'm very happy with it. I just need to keep doing that.
I know, like, I'll notice certain parts of like a business establishment and I'll be like, I wonder how long it's been since someone like wiped that because probably nobody thinks about that little handle right there.
Oh, I have not done five finger palm grab on any knob in years. It's not how I operate my life. Every time I see a knob or a handle, it's like two little fingers. I haven't done the full palm in a long time.
Wow. Oh. Wow. You would be horrified with me. Because like,
I'll just touch everything. You're like,
Yeah, I'll go through like like security at like an airport, use like the bins and whatever, like put my shoes back on, whatever,
bins.
And then go eat like a sandwich. And
I'm
not,
that bitch
like,
that's holding the trays like this. Like, and I'm just like... I
think I haven't gotten sick in like over like a over at least a year and a half. I haven't had a cold.
Knock on wood.
Because I'm gross.
Dude.
I haven't gotten a cold because I'm clean.
Olivia has acrylic nails.
You know how I step on the floor, like my toes are like.
Oh my god, yeah, and that try not to laugh gauntlet. She comes out barefoot, and like, it's incredible how little of her feet are on the ground. Like she's almost hovering. She
and the other
so
day
scared.
We were shooting something. I was wearing Courtney's heels with my bare like foot in it, feet in it. I took it out, and she saw me wiping it down with Clorox. And I was like, oh, no, it's not you. I just, my feet, it's not your shoes that are dirty. It's like my feet touch the floor. But honestly, it was because I was stepping in your shoes.
It's fine. Those Calvin Kleins are not the cleanest heels. Those are my set
like
heels.
We should do like a vlog like of like reversing each other. Like you have to do all the things that I do.
You would be lucky. I would be in the,
you'd be
I would get the flu
fun.
Immediately. I would literally have strep throat.
Yeah, you've been sheltering yourself from building immunities.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm, like, harboring a lot. I'm like a petri dish.
I can't even look at
your
right
biology
now.
Class in senior year.
All I do, like, even my friends, like, I like, love to take a lot of vitamin C.
I don't take
vitamins. I take a lot of oregano oil. I took a shot last night. Not that I was getting sick, but I just love to do preventative work.
I feel like the hotel beds, because they use white sheets and white towels and everything, because they bleach it. So it should be pretty clean and, like, bacteria-free, right?
Sure.
Unless you're not okay with bleach. And then in that case, it's all over your body.
I don't know. My body always itches when I'm sleeping. I also sleep naked, so I'm exposed to a lot of
Hot
germs.
Hot tip. Olivia sleeps naked.
Everyone knows. So when there's a fire, if anything happens, I'm going to run out of the hallway naked.
But then your pajamas won't catch on fire because a lot of pajamas are actually like flammable materials.
That is why I sleep
naked. So you should be careful. I have like grown up like matching pajamas.
What?
Now. I think it's so cute. They're from J. Crew.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like a 45-year-old woman. But I'm very proud of them because I was always in like t-shirts and boxers or whatever I can find. And then I think like maybe a year or two ago, I like Marie Kondo'd my closet. And then I was like, you know what? I think I deserve matching pajama sets.
That's good. That's very good for you.
Yeah. Is it?
No, it's actually bad.
You sleep naked. You hate
clothes.
Well,
it's because I get woken up in the middle of the night with a wedgie. So I like to prevent that from happening during my slumber.
Makes sense. I do. Yeah. I usually do t-shirt, like not real pajamas, like t-shirt, boy underwear. Not like, like boxers or...
Yeah, it gets in the way. It's just...
I can't do anything tight, though. Like underwear. Like, you know, like, it's always, like, really cute and, like, like, I don't know. I guess, like... photos or like stuff you see in movies or whatnot when they're like, oh, a little underwear and a little t-shirt. Underwear is like, you wear it all day. I can't wear it at night too. Like, it's just too tight all the time.
Yeah. I've definitely wanted to get like a little silk pajama set.
Ooh. That's so like cute.
Did, was that real?
I mean, I save a lot of money.
Yeah, you do.
So.
Save money. Be naked.
Be naked.
Save the planet. Be naked.
But on that VidCon tip, what was, Mari, I remember hearing, like, your first VidCon was, like, kind of crazy, like, because you were, like, with, it was, like, you were with Ian and Anthony for most of it, and it was, like, a whole, you were new still, like, what was that like?
It was, I think maybe a year into Smosh Pit Weekly was the first VidCon I went with them, and it was, like, still really, like, not organized. It, like, we don't have, like, these, like, really, really, like, set schedules and stuff, and so they had a signing and meet and greet, and it was literally just a table, and people would line up, and it was, like, they were, like, oh, Mari, do you want to sit with us? And I was, like, okay, and so I just kind of sat there, and, like, I think, like, maybe, like, one out of, like, every, like, 10 fans were excited to see me. Maybe that. And they're like, oh, you're the girl. But it was really, really sweet. Like, I still have artwork from that first year that people, like, were nice enough to hand me. And, yeah, it was still, like, a very... new thing. It was so, like, pure because, like, you don't, I don't know, unless you were really into, like the YouTube industry, like, you didn't really know what VidCon was. Like, it wasn't just, like, this, like, household thing that people go to every single year. So it was still really interesting. And at that point, like, I still didn't see this as, like, my career. Like, my dancing was my career. This was, like, an offshoot thing where, like, oh, I did this, like, on, like, one weekend. Like, and it was just a thing. So I was still in 100% denial that this could be what I do for, you know, a lengthy amount of my time.
And there was no Smosh Games yet?
No Smosh Games yet.
Whoa. Wow. And so that's crazy to me because when you started, like, it was, like, in sketches and stuff, and then I came in, it was, like, sketches, and then still also group stuff. You came on, it was just you in your videos. Like, that's a big step.
It was a lot of trust, too. It was a lot of trust from Ian and Anthony and Ryan just being like, this is the type of show we want. Go make it. And them full well knowing that I had never edited, never produced, never, you know, like, spoken in front of a camera. I never did anything for comedy, nor have I ever written scripts before. And they gave me full, like, creative and just full trust.
Yeah.
You know, I learned really, really quick. I did a lot of, like, YouTube tutorials of, like, how to edit on Final Cut Pro. And it was a crazy learning curve, but I absolutely loved every single second of it, even though I had a breakdown every Saturday.
Oh, love that.
Mari, you're a very, like, competent, capable person. Like, you are so good at everything you do.
It comes from insecurity, though.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. It comes from insecurity and fear of, like, not being competent. Mm. And so, like, for better or for worse, that is the thing that has fueled me. Like, now I can understand where it comes from, and I can, like, balance it out of, like, whether things are healthy or not. But, like, for a very long time, I didn't understand that that's where it comes from, where it's like, Mari, we need a 50-page letter by tomorrow morning. And I say yes out of the fear of sounding like I can't do it.
Right. I think we do that a lot, right? Yeah. Like you're able to admit it. And I think a lot of people don't admit that. And I think it's awesome that you just did.
It's been a long time to understand it. It's like, I think I still catch myself doing it where it's like, why do I have so many things on my plate? Yep. It's because I have a fear of saying no. And it's a fear of, like, rejection. Like, if I say no too many times, people stop asking. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, I can't say no. So I have to say yes. And now I have, like, no time. And
I resonate, like, so hard with that. Yeah. It hurts.
I think, like, as a female, like, you also feel like for me personally,
we can do it.
Yeah, it's like, for me personally, I feel like I have some, like, first of all, I just want to always say yes because I feel like if I don't, I'll just seem rude or like mean or something. And then I also just want to prove to that person that's asking me to do something that I can do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think like I need to trust that I just have to do things that make me fulfilled. And like I have nothing to prove to anyone. And I think that's something that I'm still struggling with and just like trying to do, you know, like, I don't know. I struggle with all the time. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I get a script for this. And I'm like, I don't really like it. And it's like, I can also say no, I don't need to do it. I don't need to do everything.
Yeah.
You know, and like taking that pressure off of myself.
I think women grow up with this chip on our shoulders. And it's like, it comes from so many different things. But I feel like somehow society has continuously have had us grow up with the thought that we're expendable. Like, oh, you can't do it? I'll find someone else who
can.
And it's like, you know, you and I came up with a dancing background, and it's very much like that. It's like, oh, you can't handle this part? There's a girl who has the exact same body shape as you, who has the same skill, who we can replace in a second. You are absolutely replaceable. And in a lot of ways, like, I think we grow up with that mentality. And, you know, sometimes, like, schools reinforce that, workplaces reinforce that, and it's important to understand what reinforces that in your life and why.
It's just, and to be honest, I felt very replaceable, and when we were at Defy, it felt like I was,
They told us that.
Yeah, they literally told us we can replace you easily, and that made me feel like I wasn't valuable, and that type of enforcement just makes you feel like you're not important, you know? And it's just like, even though no one's saying that to you, like, oh, you're not important, but then inside, we're sensitive people, and I think that, like, I would think that I'm like, okay, so I don't feel special in this position at all. Like, I feel like you can call another person in and just take my spot.
Yeah.
And this just made me feel insecure and, like, very lost, you know?
Ian had talked about this one guy at Defy who, like, it felt very weird what his job position was. I remember having lunch with him one day. It was, like, in the new year of 2018. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, I think he was just trying to, like, get prepared for, like, possibly renewing contracts a few months later. And he was, like, yeah, like, so how do you feel? And I was, like, you know, like, things feel kind of strange lately. Like, there's been layoffs. And you know, like, I'm starting to really, like, feel, like, the mortality of this job. And he was like, well, you know, you should. And like, it's so weird, like, as a human being, just being, like, having that rug ripped under you. Because, like, okay, so then is what I'm doing meaningless to you? Because I don't feel like it was. Like, I think a lot of times it's, like, a form of power to make someone feel like they're replaceable.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's, like, in relationships even, it's, like, manipulative because it's, like, I know I'm working my ass off and you're saying you could still easily replace me. And it's, like, I sometimes, like, don't believe that person. I don't believe that.
It's, like, straight up, like, Stockholm Syndrome is what we were going through. Where it's, like, we love being with each other so much that we take the abuse from people who aren't even in the room with us ever, who never stepped foot in our office, but who have the power to tell us, like, oh, we're going to start phasing you out, which is what they started telling me. And I was like, cool.
They actually said that to you?
Yup. And I'm like, cool, the thing that I've been working on is not really ours.
When did that happen? Was it phasing out when they stopped Smosh Pit Weekly, or was it later on in, like, just games stuff?
It was games stuff. So it was basically like, oh, little less, like, you know, in a more timely fashion of like, oh, people won't notice sort of thing.
Ugh.
And it's like, it's weird because it started to feel so far away from what we had all, you know, put so much time and effort into. And it's, I don't know, it's incredible how we've been able to scoop up everything and then, like, start over and, like, start, like, building this, like, mashed potato of, like, fun stuff and all the good stuff, you know? And I think it's incredible that all the good stuff remained out of all that.
And I think this person that you're mentioning also told me that he would compare my work to another person's work within the company. And it's like, you should do it like this person because you should follow in this person's footsteps. I'm like, well, this person's journey and their life is completely different than mine. Like, we're not the same person, and I don't like that type of authority, especially from someone who has not lived my life, who does not look like me, tell me how I should carry out my career and journey just because this other female did it right and he approved the way she did it. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, I remember hearing that. I'm like, I'm sorry that I'm not doing something the way you envisioned my career to be like. And I'm like, but at the same time, I shouldn't feel apologetic about that, because the thing is, like, we're instilled like this competitiveness, especially amongst like women, to it's like you compare
biological.
Yeah. And it's like, you, I don't need someone to compare me to someone because I already feel a lot of insecurities within myself, you know? So it's like, I remember feeling pretty down and I'm like, why am I letting this person affect me, you know? And it's like, we can all help each other. And like, great, I admire the way you came up. I admire the way you do your thing. Like, and I should also admire the way that I'm handling whatever I'm doing. So
that's so rough. That's like hearing a parent being like, why can't you be more like your sister?
Exactly.
And it's because I'm not my sister.
And it's like, would I ever say that to another person? Like, hey, you should do this like this person. It's like, I thought, you know, we're all individuals. We do our own thing. And it's,
there's just so much more constructive ways of doing any kind of criticism for someone.
I think it's going back to like competition. I think one of the coolest moments that I had in my life, and it came late, it came really, really late in my life, is just realizing that there's so much abundance everywhere. And honestly, like, Pam was like one, like, she is the person that opened that up for me and like really like melted so many of like my walls, because I realized that, you know, there's no reason to, like, I don't know, see other people's competition. Like, it's just such a small, like, way of seeing things. But in our adolescence and when we're growing up, it's like when the pool is so small, you feel that. Like, like, there's only one really cute boy in the sixth grade class or whatever. And it's like those things that are, like, biologically, like, inherent in us, like, come out in the worst ways. I think in adulthood, I've realized, like, there's so much to go around, and especially now in an era where we're creating our own jobs and like making up things that we can do and like how to work with the people we want to work with. Like, in that world, there is so much abundance. There's no reason to be like, that should have been mine. That shouldn't have been that person's.
Yeah. I think that for me, one of my biggest hurdles that I need to get through is because I grew up, you know, doing ballet, always in competitions. It's being competitive with other classmates in your class. And it's just like instilled in me that it's like, I have to be really good. But that at the same time, I'm still dealing with that now. It's just like, there is a lot to go around. And I think people are creating their own jobs. And like, I'm always so hard on myself. No, you're not doing enough. You're not trying hard enough. And then like, that's something that I struggle with daily. Maybe that's one of the reasons why I have to wake up, do this thing, because I have to feel like my schedule is so jam-packed that I'm being productive.
Yeah, like, you can always be better.
Yeah.
That, like, I was just dealing with that this morning. We were like recording, we have a song that we're recording, we're going to be filming. I'm really excited with that with you guys. But like, it's one of those things that I especially felt where it's like, I could have done that better. I could have done more with this today. I could have done more yesterday. Like, it's just constantly like needing to be more than what you are, which sucks. Like, I mean, and then it's like, I don't want to give that up either, because I don't want to be lazy and not be thinking about how I could be better. Like, I don't want to just be like, meh, I'm fine where I am. I don't want to do anything. But at the same time, you want to be happy and sure of yourself.
Us working in, you know, social media as public figures and stuff like that, we're also surrounded by other public figures. And we're now, you know, before it's like you didn't have social media to update you on your friends' successes or other people's, how they look. And now you can see in an instant, it's like, oh, this person's doing this. Oh my God, wow. And look at me, I'm not doing this. Or like, this person looks like this and I still look like this. And it's like, now you get to see it instantly. For me, it gets overwhelming sometimes, but I have to remember, it's like, I'm staying true to who I am. I'm not going to let other things affect me. Like, this is, I want to live my life as a very authentic person, but it's hard because there's all these outside sources that come into play.
Yeah. Now we have like other perspectives. It's like when you don't know any different, you're just doing your life.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But since we're seeing hundreds of people's different, more successful or less successful lives, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't help but compare yourself. I mean, even when we first came on, we were compared to Ian and Anthony, and like, why it sucked that we were there at first. Like, I don't know how much hate you got when you first started, but like, it was like a year or two before people were like really down for us. Like,
yeah.
Did you? Was it rough at all?
Like,
I heard she had the roughest. Like,
It was, that's right. You were like the first, so it makes sense.
It was weird because it was always Ian and Anthony, and so having another person, and especially it being another girl, was like a double whammy.
Who was Asian?
Who, well, you know, I mean, I don't, yeah, I mean, it played into really easy jokes and
exactly,
really easy,
what, yeah,
like, pokes for, like, mm-hmm, Asian people. But it was, so much of it was like, oh, how did you get on the channel? Which guy are you sleeping with, Ian or
Whoa.
Anthony?
Yep.
And it very much becomes this play of, like, oh, the only reason why a woman can succeed in anything is if she's sleeping with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And that became a very relevant sort of piece of conversation. And, you know, I'm on the outside and we're all on the outside enough. And, you know, we were all in our respective relationships that, like, it was such a comfortable thing to look at from the outside. I saw it as something really interesting to see as, where it was just like, man, sexism happens on both ends. It's not just men or women saying it. It's like, it's both mm-hmm. saying this, where it's like, the only reason why I'm on here is it had to have been that. And so, yeah, I would say that my dislike to like ratio was about 55% to 60% for, I don't know, how long, Ryan? Like a year and a half?
Wow,
yeah, dude. Every Saturday. And this was when, like, you could still see, like, the green bar to the mm-hmm. red bar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was 50-50.
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, I think I, in a lot of ways, like, I was able to create a bubble around me and see it just from, like, the aspect of, like, why people would see me as that.
Mm.
I was a threat on their, like, you know, their teen idols of, like, Ian and Anthony, the perfect boys, you know, like, and I remember being like that with, like, NSYNC, like, when like, Britney Spears started dating Justin, I was like, oh my God, there goes my chance. What a bitch, I hate her. That could have been my guy. And I remember that mentality of it being so real to me that when I saw that and they're like, oh, now she's going to take them away. I'm like, oh, I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm,
it's not that, but I hope, you know, I can earn you with merit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I remember when we had our first episode of Seriously Super Stupid Sleepover come out.
Mm-hmm.
We were like, cool, it's out. And I had no idea that that was being uploaded in place of Smosh Pit Weekly. Like, I mm-hmm. didn't know that there was a, like, I was like, what? I was like, oh, this is replacing something. I
yeah.
had no idea. And, like, I didn't know you, like, at all mm-hmm. at that point. And, like, so the fans were really upset, like, at first.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember.
It's such a different, strange show.
And it's so weird that they create that competition as if, like,
yeah.
you guys took my spot. Like, it wasn't that. Like, the show was coming to an end. And
I had no idea until I read the comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
same,
like, oh.
Same.
And then you're like, ugh, now I'm feeling really bad that I did. It's like, we did wrong by you. Like,
we had no idea.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's not that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think I always have to put myself in the position of fans. And it's like,
mm-hmm.
By them saying that to you guys, they're defending me like they have some sort of, like, you
right.
know, like, pressure to, like, I don't know, defend me in some way.
Yeah, it's like, how the tables have turned.
Yeah, it's crazy how
beginning.
That just, like, it repeats itself.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it's also, like, why start shit, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
totally. They're, like, and then the first Summer Games was, like, pretty quickly after that, I think.
Was it? Really?
I mean...
That came real fast.
Yeah, I mean, I was brought on April... early April, and Summer Games was on my birthday that year, and I think we did, like, the shoot. I don't know how the timing lined up, but, like...
What was that like for you guys?
I feel like I came in hot. Like, I came in and they were like, oh, make vines. And
yeah.
And we did all that stuff. And, like, you, Olivia, you and Keith and Noah, like, were just coming out of this, like, slump because they hired you guys and then you were just, like, tell me, like, that.
Yeah, well, nobody really told us, like, our job title.
Oh, I remember that.
And yeah. It was, like, for me, I was very confused. I thought I was brought on to be an actor. Didn't know I was brought on to be also a personality. I didn't even think, I was so confused, but I was doing this with two other people who were just as confused. So we were just, like, trying, like, nobody was really talking to us unless we were needed. So it was very confusing. I wish there was someone who told us, hey, this is what it is, and, like, you know, this is what you're required to do.
Because I remember you guys would spend, like, 8 hours at the office.
Yeah, and doing nothing. Yeah. Just watching, like, old Smosh sketches and getting to know each other. But, yeah, it was really interesting. And then when you guys came in, you had this burst of energy. And we were just, like, we've been doing this for, like, 3 months. And we're, like, we're kind of just, like, we're not sure what we're doing.
Yeah, you guys were contractually told to pretty much just stare at a wall 8 hours a day. And then we come in and all of a sudden they're doing personality content and having us do vines and all this crazy stuff.
And so we had to immediately gel. Like, we had to immediately become these best friends. Mm-hmm. And that was so odd because there was no, like, training program. It's like, you got to do this.
Yeah, we had
and
a
be
lunch.
Friends. And we had one lunch. And we're like, all right, so, I mean, I knew Courtney and Shane knew Noah. And it was just so weird. And you had to turn it on. And I never understood what that really meant until I was like, there was this video where I looked like I was pissed. But I wasn't pissed.
You just didn't know. I remember this.
This is just who I am as a person. Like as a person, I'm not on. Like, I'm a very real, like,
Chill.
It's not who I am. So, and then I realized, I quickly figured out that YouTube fans and people who watch YouTube want to see you very engaged and interested. And it wasn't that I wasn't engaged or interested. I was just, I thought this was me. Like, I'm just who I am. So, and then it's just like, okay, you really have to, like, be very interactive, you know? And, like, so, but then we all became, I think we had, like, you and I had a rough patch because I didn't know. I think it's like we knew each other as friends outside of work. So when you start working with a person, you really understand, like, oh, this is how they work. It's very, it becomes, you see a different side of them that you're not used to seeing.
We were 4 feet away from each other 8 hours a day.
Yeah. Now. And it was like, okay, so now we have to bond in a way that wasn't like how we were. It's like, oh, now we also have to somehow mesh together in a work environment. Mm-hmm. And I think it was, and there were a lot of people, not a lot, maybe there was one person who would be in both of our ears or other people's ears talking shit about each other. Like, oh, she said this about you. He said this about you. And it's just like perpetuating the competitiveness and the and it's just like, but I quickly understood. I was like, that's not how you're supposed, like, first of all, you shouldn't meddle between cast members who are supposed to be best friends, you know? Like, and I remember this was
that, like, one of the producers?
Yeah, it was really damaging. It was really damaging to have someone who was an authority figure go and start creating these allies and rivalries between each of us. And I don't know if I'm just being very honest about what happened. And, like,
that's real. That particular person enjoyed stirring the pot.
Yeah.
That's so rough.
Because he I think he felt like it was making him closer to each of us.
Yes. Yes.
And it's just so easy to manipulate two girls who are now on this channel and have to be, like, good. And, like, I know that I came in very hot and just, like, eager because it was like YouTube was my dream job. And I'm like, and a lot. And I, like, just, like you, I wasn't told a lot of stuff. So, like, I didn't understand a lot of things. So I would act entitled towards certain things. Like, so there was a lot, like, that made it hard to, like, mesh for sure.
Yeah. And I think it was because it was our first job. Like, none of us, we were all actors. Like, none of us were in this environment. So we really had to learn how to communicate with each. I don't know if Smosh Games was like that as well, but
no, we just talk shit to each other.
Yeah, like,
you guys are real. You guys are pretty good at that.
We were just so held back. Like, we, until we realized, we were going to be with each other for the next 4 years. And we just had to, if we wanted to work together, like, we couldn't be selfish. Like, our goal had to be the same goal. And, like, we had to really just bond and be open with each other. Mm-hmm. And, like,
there was a priority.
Yeah, and I remember my ways of doing things shifted. Like, how I approached a problem shifted. It's like, okay, how are we going to make this productive? And, like, how are we going to like each other and, like, be close without
I wonder if, like,
each other.
Like, BTS goes through the same thing.
I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Like,
I don't know.
Let's get
I feel
a K-pop band on here.
Yeah, let's talk about how they all mesh.
Oh, my God, so many of them.
But now, like, we love each other. And literally, it was probably, like, 6 months later, we're all, like, okay, yeah. Like, I love you. Like, you're, like, my sibling. Yeah. Like, you know, it was just, like, the rocky first.
It's yeah. growing pains. It's readjusting, yeah. finding the equilibrium. And, like, Joe and Matt Robb originally were, like, summer games because it was, sure, it was cool content, but it was also, they're, like, it's time for these people to, like, really, like, bond.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, games and sketch mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. And that was really,
like,
fun.
Really, like, the only two times that we got to come together.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, wonderful. It was amazing.
First week was yeah. the first right. summer games. He was the ref.
That's
he
right.
wasn't even on the
and,
team.
And I remember we were saying how things just repeat itself. I remember when Anthony left and Ian had to come back to the group and also gel with us and, like, mm-hmm. understand and, like, try to see us at, like, a friend level, like, as a person, you know? And that was also really interesting, too, because it's, like, he was with Anthony and they had their thing and then him coming and joining the squad dynamic. We also had growing pains mm-hmm. with that. And, like, you and Shane were very, like, open and vocal and told him, like, I hate confrontation, so I just yeah. was, like, just listening. But you guys were also, like, hey, this is how we do things. And you guys made it a point to, like, include him and feel open to, like, discussing certain issues with him. And I thought that was really awesome, too, because that's exactly what we did with the squad. So, and now Ian, I see him as a friend and someone that I can be like, hey, that was rude what you said, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't, now I feel the liberty to be like, hey, that wasn't cool. And, like, that just brings us closer.
Dude, remember when we first started and, like, Ian and Anthony were, like, never in the building? It was like seeing, like, nowadays, because Rhett and Link are so freaking busy, we'll maybe see them pass by. Also, our office is, like, kind of mm-hmm, not mm-hmm. connected to theirs fully. But that's, like, how it was with Ian and Anthony. Like, they'd maybe pop in and be like, hey. We'd be like, oh, my God, hey, how are you? Okay,
yeah.
bye.
Yeah.
And now it's, like.
Interesting. They were, like, Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. It was hi, Charlie.
Yeah.
yeah. I forgot about that. They would come in, like, once every 2 weeks or something, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Smosh the Movie was coming out in the beginning.
Yeah, they were busy and, like, boys.
Yeah.
I think I remember Anthony, like, saying, like, we're basically as busy as a president. Like,
he no. said that?
I don't know if he was joking, but he definitely said that.
Hilarious.
That's funny. Yeah. I think by then they were both off of games, so it was kind of expected that we didn't see them.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, you guys were in the dark corner.
Oh, yeah, we were in the cave.
Yeah.
They shoved us in a cave because we were always too loud.
Oh, yeah, you guys, you two had, like, a Slenderman video.
Oh, my God, do you
in
remember
the cave.
That?
Oh, my God.
You were so nauseous.
I hate that. I'm, like, everyone knows I like to not do that. What the hell was that? Like, I had to, like, why was I so dizzy? Would I have to wear anything on my eyes?
I don't think so. I think
oh,
it was
just watching the screen.
I think we were just playing
yeah. a PC game.
And, you know, like, we normally record for, like, an hour, 15, hour and a half. I think you tapped out at, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool.
I literally, first of all, the cave had no air.
Yeah.
It was so hot.
It was all
I
dark.
I had to play this game I've never played. Don't really know how to use those consoles, like, those buttons. And I'm just, like, watching this. I'm like, I literally am about to throw up on Mari. I'm like, that is why I watch The Real Housewives, and I don't watch Slender Man. I was like, oh, God. I was like, ugh.
That was a very fond memory of mine.
Wow.
You were just like, oh, I can't
Dude, I did not
do
feel
it.
Good. I was like, what am I doing? And then we were supposed to be talking to each other. I'm like, I can't even focus on one thing. Like, and I'm doing both.
You're so out of your element.
So out of my element. But
Amazing.
I was, like, confused. I'm like, all right, cool. Hate games. Only game I like is Rummy Cube.
What's Rummy Cube?
It's like a board game for old women.
Yeah, that's not
love.
It's
that.
A very old game. It's about patterns and numbers. Love that game. Don't like games on a screen.
You don't have games on your phone?
Yeah, Instagram.
Nice.
My favorite game, face tuning.
Face tune's a game, for sure.
It is a game. With that said, now you're a video gamer now. You've always played games, but now you're like on the channel.
I've always loved video games, but yeah, this was crazy. I didn't realize how big of a deal the Sims show release was until like you started talking with me about it, because I was like, holy shit! Like, because did you ever have a show where it was just you?
Yes.
You did? Okay.
Original Mario Craft was Super Mario Fun Time.
It was just you?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Because I was really scared. I was like, wait, is this the first, like, show that, like, is just a female host and nothing else? Because that just felt really shitty to me to be, like, taking that from you. Because, like, I don't know, you didn't, there was no, like, handing off the lantern, if that's a thing. Torch.
I was really offended because nobody approached me to play Slenderman.
Oh my gosh. If we could just have like little bits of you playing Slenderman like for 20 minutes only at a time.
Just drool from the nausea.
But Sims is fun. I used to play Sims as a kid. That's like very
Sims
fun.
Sims is the best. Mm. I played Sims 2. One time I played it for like 12 hours straight. And it was at my friend's house. She was like napping while I played.
Hilarious.
So it's very on brand. It's like, it's the perfect show for me if I were to have any show. I'm really excited. I'm super embarrassed.
It did so well. And I love it just as an audience member. Like, I don't want to see any episodes in advance. I want to watch it as purely an audience member because I'm genuinely curious what happens. You didn't make any bathrooms for our crappy house. How come the games house sucks?
Because I didn't have enough time. Okay, so I had one day where I literally was on Sims 4 prepping for hours, and like Damien and Shane would come in and like hang out with me while I did it. And then I had Matt Robb was like, oh, okay, and now make more, but like you only have like a couple hours to do it. And I was like, okay. So I didn't get to like make each room like on brand for you guys. And then I forgot a fucking bathroom.
It's so good.
I also forgot to make Ian like an idiot.
People were so mad.
I made Matt Robb and Sarah, but I didn't make Ian.
Hilarious.
Like, I'm so stupid. Here's the thing. I when I first started playing Sims 4 in the office, because that was my first time playing it ever, I've played Sims 2 literally up until 6 months ago. And I was like, oh, okay, to practice and play a little bit, I'll make Ian. I'll see what building a house is like and whatever. And so I made him. And I thought he was already in the map. But it turns out I was like on like the Steam version, which is like a different platform where the game was. And they're like, okay, well, here's Sims.
So he has his own world.
He's in his own separate universe.
He's got his whole own world.
Yeah.
Maybe those two universes will collide one of these days.
End game. Yeah, so I think I'll make him. I will.
I think, like the podcast, your show has a very different candor, and I think that's so cool.
Aww.
I love it. Because Smash Games is always like group dynamics, like freaking crazy off the wall, people, you know, talking at the same time, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
and
dude.
Podcast allows for you guys, everyone, all of us, to have a very different tone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your show does that too. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variety.
Yeah. Thank
we
you.
We need that.
Thank you. I definitely, like, filming it felt so weird to me because, like, literally no one was in the room except for Brennan, our camera, like, operations guy. And that was so strange to me. Like, even having him in the back, I was like, thank God, because, like, I am so used to bouncing off of someone in these videos. So, like, it felt so weird to be just me in the center of attention. Like, I still don't know how I feel about it. Like, even hosting podcasts, like, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about being, like, leading on something. It feels very strange.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
It's all, like, part of the glow up. And it's, like, it's such a weird play on, like, you know, we've gone through our lives this far, and we're still insecure. Like, we still get insecure all the time. And I think that's something.
Right now. I have no eyebrows on.
Dude, you look great.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's important that everyone knows that it happens. Insecurity is just, you know. We hide it well. We hide it well on social media.
Yes.
You know? And it's I think, that something that we're all really conscious about, but we also still really struggle about. Mm-hmm. I think when an audience sees just our social, like, it's important to continuously have that conversation of, like all the glamorous, like, crazy things. That's not us 24/7.
Mm-mm.
Like,
that is me 24/7. I believe that.
I'm gonna be in Italy, so
I'm gonna be in Italy very soon.
I need
my
humidifier.
in my humidifier. No, it's like a version. Everything is always a version, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the version of me going to Trader Joe's is not really the version of me going at home.
Yeah.
That's just kidding. I'm literally the same way. I'm just saying, like, it's everything you see on social media is literally 10% of the whole person.
I think that's probably why we feel all insecure about being better in our lives mm-hmm. is because we're seeing the social media versions of other people's lives. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm supposed to have that great of a life, too.
When it's like, I see Courtney drinking smoothies after her workout. That's all I think she does. But she is literally more than that.
Yeah, like, I could be taking those flexing mirror photos and stuff. People wouldn't know I go to the gym if I didn't post even just those smoothie photos. That's the thing. Like, unless you're, like, shoving it in people's faces, the people watching really don't know anything other than what you put out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how much, like, we think we know people. And now people are on YouTube sharing way too much.
Yeah.
And it's now, like, becoming, like, now it's expected sometimes. Mm-hmm.
It's
scary.
Like, as a fan, I expect you to be very open about these things. And, like, you know, and it's like, sometimes I just am at the Chick-fil-A drive-thru crying.
Okay. We all need those moments. We all
and
need our private
you won't see
moments.
That part because it's the, you know, it's...
It's weird to film yourself crying.
Like, yeah, so weird.
Don't forget to sigh before you do, though.
Yeah. I love that video of the girl who's just crying and doing selfies like...
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
I had a thought and I forgot what it was.
What the fuck, Mari?
You better remember, dude.
It was your face that I was like,
took
oh
it away.
God. Well, no, I was fully focused on it. I'm like, that's really funny.
Sometimes I just want to like put out a funny sketch and for the viewers to be like, haha, and then just like move on. And that's the exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, I need to know every bad thing you've ever done.
Or sometimes it's like, I look at my stories and everything I posted was me in bed, but they forget that 90% of my day was spent outside running errands, doing all of this. But they're like, oh, she's probably just, her life must be this way. She must be a lazy fuck if she's just in bed all day, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, no, that was just me, like, for...
Mm-hmm.
It's that, like, iceberg analogy, right? Like, you see, like, the iceberg mm-hmm. above water, but then there's, like,
a lot
underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, the way that we do broadcast our lives, people think that that's the full package.
Yeah.
And I can understand why someone would think that, because I think that of other people, you know? And it's, like, it's important to just keep having the conversation that it's not.
I just have to find, like, an equilibrium that what I show other people is interesting, but then my life as myself is also very abundant and interesting, and mm-hmm. not the what people see isn't everything. I have to be really solid myself and be confident as without – that's one of the things is that am I the same without all the exterior stuff added onto me? Like, am I – do I think I'm valuable in my eyes without being a member of Smosh, having beautiful hair? I'm just kidding. You know, it's like, it's
you
like,
do.
Guys, you know.
Yeah.
But
I like the other week, I went on a hike with my friend and like, it was really nice. It was like awesome view. It was where that top of the world where there was a piano.
Mm-hmm.
As we were leaving, our friend was like, do you want me to take a picture of you or anything? And like, there's definitely times where you're somewhere beautiful and you're doing something special and not common that you do in your life. But in those moments, I'm just like, no, I think I want this one for me. And that, like, makes it feel more special. Like, nobody else knows that I had this amazing day.
For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like that a lot with, like, conversations where it's just like, oh, that would have been a great podcast, but it's also really nice to just have, like, a sit-down lunch with someone you really, like, enjoy or admire.
Yeah.
And just talk.
Yeah,
just
not be on my phone.
Real person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to check myself all the time with that stuff, too. I'm just, like...
Checking your phone?
Well, yeah, or just, like, sometimes I'll be in a very, like, great conversation, and then the side of my, I'm like, I did not check my phone once. I'm like, I'm really happy that I didn't. Like, I'm back to just I'm so connected with this person, and that's like,
it's like the epitome of sunset photos on Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's like you see something beautiful or something's happening, and you feel like you instantly need to document it and show that it happened. Otherwise, it didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's, people should not live their lives that way. Like, it's
sunset happens every day.
Sunset literally happens every day, many times a day, technically, because it's around the world constantly happening. But
constantly,
like,
happening,
constantly sunsetting, constantly being photographed, constantly being liked on Instagram.
I mean, it's a weird tie to, like, mortality, though, right? Like, it all comes from the fear of dying. Like, we want proof of something happening so that we can, like, at the end of the day, be like, I did that. And then 10 years later, be like, that happened. Mm-hmm. And I have proof of it. And there's something tangible.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, it's...
I have the best days when it's not documented on my Instagram.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That's really beautiful to know.
Yeah. But not saying that what I'm showing you guys isn't, like, a best day. Like, the one thing is, like, if I'm showing how happy I am, I better be fucking happy myself inside. You know? It's like, if I'm faking it, I just feel like a really bad person inside. Like, I just feel icky that I'm faking my happiness to people. It's not authentic, because I look at people and they're faking it, and I just lose my trust in them. You know? I'm just like, ugh, you're just not real. You know? And I just want to...
With documenting stuff, like you said, Mari, there was a weird thing that I went through with when we did my diary videos, where we, like, read my middle school diaries. I now am, like, doing a diary again, like, just keeping a journal, because I think it's that same thing. I want to document these things. And it was actually really nice, because, like, when I am combing through those diaries and not cringing my ass off, there's, like, a lot that I'm like, wow, I did that. Or, like, wow, it's crazy that I had this mentality at this specific time. And it's, like, actually really cool to be able to have that documented to look back on for myself.
Yeah.
And it's private. It's for me. And so that's why I started doing the journal again. We're never making videos of these ones. But,
who knows? You'll be 60 years old and it's like, okay, let's go through Courtney's.
Oh, no.
Because our videos that we shoot of each other when we're on set and we're not, you know, we're like, I love that. And
the stories?
The stories of us just having fun, you and I rap battling. Like, I love that, because then that's a memory, and I do it because I'm, like, so happy in the moment with you guys doing that. It's that's, like, really real to me. Like, and I get to say, and I watch those videos, like, ones in Sacramento. Like, I'll watch us goofing off.
Yeah, dude. It's Sacramento days. But, like, that's so true. Like, if Keith gets a funny snap of me, or I guess I call it snap, but it's Instagram, I tell him to save it and send it to me.
Yeah,
I won't
too.
Even post it. I just want it.
Me too.
Yeah. It'll go away.
Well, it's this weird, like, tangibility of, like, needing digital
proof.
Yeah, proof that things happened.
Mm-hmm.
We're just changing as humans. I don't think it's anything, like, terrible or daunting. It's just, like, it's just important to know that we are changing as humans, like, what we need in order to feel like our life is, you know, it's being lived, and there's some sort of memory that goes along with it that's not just stuffed in our brains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's good to, like, have things that remind you of those good memories, because it's like, because sometimes you'll have a day, like, I'll be like, man, like, I'm so not happy. Like, why does it feel like nothing is good right now? But then you're like, I can see, like, literally yesterday I was dancing with Keith. And you're like, there are good things that I have.
Perspective, like, change.
You. Yeah.
And, like, who you are a year ago is not going to be the person you are today.
Mm-hmm. That's facts. Like,
that journey's good. That journey's good to know.
I'm a Gemini, and I'm constantly changing, so.
Mm-hmm. You got, like, 100 different faces.
Mm. I'm a Scorpio, which makes me a fucking weirdo.
You're a Scorpio?
I can't even tell you're a Scorpio.
Get out.
No, I watched the sketch, and I'm like, oh, my God, we're the crazy ones.
I'm
the Gemini
scared.
Scene was it hit me. Like, that was so real, how Shane acted as a Gemini. I was like, damn, that's me.
Really? Yeah. I don't feel like you are like that. I didn't know that you guys were your signs until now.
Really?
Yeah. What are you? I'm a Leo.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're friends.
The only reason. I picked you because you're a Leo. Do we have time? I have a question for you guys.
Yeah. Do it.
I have a question for you guys being like female writers of sketch. Mm-hmm. Because I recently watched Always Be My Maybe.
Mm.
And I've always hated rom-coms. Like, growing up, I never liked them. And I realize why I never liked them, and it's because of the way women are depicted
yes.
in rom-coms. And it's for the first time since, like, Crazy Rich Asians and, like, a few rom-coms here and there that I've now realized women are written differently. Mm-hmm. And I think it's because women are writing women, like, characters now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you guys being in the position that you guys are in, being able to write, like, how you guys are depicted, like, how has that been, like, empowering and how's that been cool for you guys?
I mean, it wasn't always like that, which is, like, a thing. Like, when we first started, I mean, remember when we just kind of come in, say a couple lines and, like, peace out? Like, that was...
And do a thumbnail photo?
Yeah. Make sure they got that cleavage shot.
Yeah.
I do...
Not from me. I got no cleave.
I mean, they tried.
A lot of
face tint.
Lot of that.
But yeah, it's come a long way. I made a dig at one point when we were doing some writing, and I was like, you know, it's really like there's a lot of scenes where the dude enters and it's like, ha ha, yes, here is this conflict, and the female follows around going, yes, and then the male goes, ah ha ha, I fixed the conflict, and she goes, oh dude, and then the scene's over. Like, that's how a lot of scenes seem to me. But like, it definitely. It's just cool even just being able to write it at all and just being given that ability
mm-hmm.
Definitely makes things feel better and you feel more in control because, and I'm totally talking, I'm sorry. Anyway.
No. I mean, this is a question that I had purely like for you guys because you guys have been able to change like the voice of the brand mm-hmm. by being able to be involved in that. And I think that's really, really cool. The sketches that come out now have been highly elevated in my mm-hmm. opinion. And I think it has to do with the fact that there's more views.
Mm-hmm.
Not views like more view counts, but like perspectives. Yes.
Yeah. Because I mean, we didn't really have a whole lot of control sometimes over how we as women were in certain content. Like mm-hmm. I know... if I was getting dressed for a scene, they wanted to make sure I was wearing something where then they would, mm-hmm. I remember the wardrobe was like, okay, now push them up. And like, I'd have to
make myself
have cleavage. Uh-huh. And like, sometimes I had to be like, no, I can't. Like, that's like mm-hmm. too much. Mm-hmm. And just kind of being from going to being an accessory in scenes because like Smosh was two dudes making mm-hmm. videos and they usually played most of the roles until we started or they'd have a casting of Sacramento mm-hmm. actors. But like now that we actually can be like the focus of scenes and the focus of like the concept mm-hmm. of a video and how to not piss off women, how to not piss off Asians, mm-hmm. like those things focused around us, like... It's pretty cool because I'm Asian.
You are. You're so Asian.
I love you in that video.
My God. That was a really hard video to act in.
I just watched Always Be My Maybe yesterday, and like I like literally cried so hard. And it was an element because I love the story. It's so different because it's not like the cool, wealthy dude and the girl who's struggling. It's like this woman is the really famous, successful one, and the guy is the one that's kind of in a slump, and he has to go and chase her, and like she's the one that's deciding, do I want to be with, you know? It's like a different dynamic, and like she's so powerful, and like it's great. And I started crying. This is so weird, but there's a scene in there when they're having sex, and like I was so emotional watching that. Well, the whole time I was, because you never see two Asian, like an Asian couple doing something so intimate on screen. It's either fetishized or it's like you don't see it.
Wow.
But in this scene, it's two people loving each other, like having sex. And it's like, I don't think I've ever seen that ever. Because
wow.
you usually see not Asian people doing that. And it's something so intimate. And sometimes in our culture, where that's like a taboo. But for them to highlight that in this movie for kind of a long time, too, it was so awesome to see. And then towards the end of the movie, I was just crying so much because two Asian people wrote this about not them being Asian. There was mm-hmm. the dad wasn't the stereotypical Asian dad. Like, they were they were just normal people. And like for them to write that story and just made it, I think it just made everyone feel very included, you know, in this. Yeah, I loved it. It was so
good.
Yeah, I loved
the choices they made.
Yeah, and it just, they weren't like, hey, we're Asian. It wasn't like that at all. It's just like, this is our life. This is our experience. We drink soups. Like, we have this red soup. It's not like, oh, we're gonna just profit off the fact that we're Asian. Yeah. It's just like,
I think it's real stories are being told now. Mm-hmm. And it's coming to a point where Hollywood understands that it doesn't have to be this, like, the way that you see, like, what, like, Chinese New Year is in a mm-hmm. Kmart, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's, like, it has to look like a certain mm-hmm. way for people to understand what, mm-hmm. what an Asian thing is. Like, I think we're getting to a point where audiences are smart enough and they're talking about it enough that Hollywood is responding with, like, oh, people just want real stories that they go through, not just, like, a prepackaged what, you know, like, the overall sort of, like, what an Asian person has to be, or what a, you know, like, what a gay person's life has to be, mm-hmm. or, you know, like, just a minority figure in general. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gotten to a point where it's like, let's take away the element that makes it different and bring together all the things that make us human mm-hmm. and come yes. together.
And I think this movie, last little thing, they did it really well where, you know, at the end she has her parents come and she takes her on the red. She takes them on the red carpet, even though they've abandoned her whole life. Mm-hmm. She still does, and it has something to do with, like, I think as Asian culture, like, even if your parents, like, are not there with you fully, you have to give them this respect with that. It's a part of this culture, and like bring that in. But then her naming the restaurant after this mother figure that she had, like, that was her really close connection with this person. I just think that, like, everyone can relate to this movie, but at the same time, there were, like, no little things like kimchi jjigae. It's something that like Koreans love to eat, and it's just like these little, like, really cute details in it that's like, oh, this is so, like, Asian and awesome, but at the same time, this is just a story about a couple.
Yeah, but it's so, I agree, like, it's so cool. They just have it there. It's not in your face, but it's very clearly there and, like, enjoyable, obviously. And, like, I think when we make our videos in Smosh, it's like, since we have the voice, it's no longer doing how we think it is palatable mm-hmm. for a viewer. It's trying to show genuinely how a woman it would be in this situation. Mm-hmm. Like, we definitely, it's come far with that too. And I think both Smosh and that movie have in common, or what we're trying to do, what they so lovely, like, they did a great job. But, like, it's just setting a standard of, like, this is what it should be. Mm-hmm. And this is what it is. This is what it really is. And, mm-hmm. like, we're not going to make it appear to be something that mm-hmm. it's not. Mm-hmm. Other than when our videos get hella crazy and weird.
Which is also just a reflection of you guys in general anyway.
Smosh be crazy sometimes. Wow. This has been a great talk.
I'm glad we made time for our talk.
I love talking.
This is why I get nervous about hosting, guys.
I have
guys.
To pee so bad.
I don't know how to end these things.
You want a bottle? This one's almost empty.
I've actually.
Oh, I still have coffee. Speaking of which, these are our Smosh water bottles. Be sure to check out our Smosh.store. Thank you guys so much for coming and hanging out with me and casting this pod with me.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
I love you guys.
I love you guys.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Sad high-fiving. and thank you guys so much for watching and listening. The full audio episodes come out on Wednesdays, and the full video episodes come out on Fridays. Fridays, you get to see our faces, but Wednesdays, you get to hear us say some naughty words. I said a lot of them this week. So love you guys. Don't miss us.
You don't want to miss this.
Don't want to miss this. All right. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.